This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, July 17th, 2014. I'm Christina Karnatz.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ahead on today's edition of Ozarks, we'll speak with the trumpet player from the renowned jazz group, the Sons of Brazil. The Kansas City band plays nothing but Latin music. They'll be in Northwest Arkansas this weekend.
Plus, in an effort to combat summer learning loss and to keep kiddos occupied during the long summer days, Fayetteville Public Schools has launched a bookmobile. We'll join as it makes a stop on the west side of town. Plus, how a mother turned nesting into a successful business.
But first, the Arkansas Lottery Commission is pursuing some adjustments to its auditing process in an effort to retain some revenue. Numbers released this week show falling lottery revenue for a second consecutive year, resulting in nearly $9 million less in scholarship funds. The lottery's audit and legal committee decided yesterday to further explore procuring new software and hiring one additional full-time position to handle drawings, which they expect will reduce the role of a more costly legislative audit. Director Bishop Woolsey says the moves may be beneficial, but not a solution to declining revenue.
We're talking tens, maybe thousands of dollars, or maybe a couple of hundred thousand dollars, which always, again, good for scholarships, but in the grand scheme of things, when you're talking about millions of dollars, that's not real big. But we're always looking for ways to cut the fat, so to speak.
Any changes to auditing must first be approved by the Lottery Commission itself. Proposals would then have to be passed through the legislature's Lottery Oversight Committee in September.
The long-held practice of end-of-semester exams has the potential to change in Rogers after the school board voted to change policy earlier this week. Robert Moore, the assistant superintendent for secondary education at Robert Rogers Public Schools, says the board's action was simply the repeal of a single policy that had long been on the district's books.
The policy granted seniors in their second semester the ability to not participate in semester exams if they met a certain criteria, didn't miss more than a certain number of school days, and had a certain grade in a class. They did not have to take their final examination. And what the school board did was removed that policy from our policy books at the request of the administration.
Moore says it was the only policy the school had pertaining to semester exams, and that the rule implied that semester exams would be given. By removing the policy, that implication is no longer made, giving teachers freedom to test students in what they feel is an appropriate manner. Moore says the freedom will bring, among other benefits, the potential for more instructional time for teachers and students.
Students are required to attend school, or there's 178 student contact days every year. And just the process of administering semester exams, usually it takes about 3 to 3.5 days per semester to give the exam, and there's typically 2 to 3 days of review prior to that. So we're hopeful that we're going to gain 10 to 12 days of instruction. And for teachers, that means that's more time for them to work with their students and to advance their learning. For students, it gives them more opportunities to participate in class and to have opportunities to learn content and to learn skills that they're going to apply in the different subjects.
He says with the policy change, teachers will be free to choose whether to assess their students' knowledge in a subject through a traditional semester exam, through a comprehensive project, or whether mandated end-of-course exams adequately measure students' comprehension of the subject at hand. Moore also says the decision wasn't taken lightly, and the policy implying the use of semester exams was only removed after school district staff took nearly a year to evaluate the appropriate use of those exams.
Downtown Bentonville Incorporated has named a new interim executive director. Debbie Materi, who served on the organization's board since 2002, has been named to fill the position. She will also fill the role of director of community engagement. Her involvement in Bentonville's downtown began as a small business owner in 1991. She later helped create the Downtown Hometown organization, which has evolved into the current downtown organization.
The Arkansas Historic Preservation Program yesterday announced more than $2 million in grant dispersals to historic preservation projects throughout the state. Among the recipients were several in Benton County, including the Rogers Historical Museum, which received $10,000 for restoration of windows at the city's historic post office. The city of Rogers itself received nearly $13,000 for updating guidelines for administration, training, and design. And Main Street programs in Rogers and Siloam Springs each received a $10,000 downtown revitalization grant for projects benefiting their respective downtown areas.
The Poultry Federation is honoring one department head in the Bumpers College of Agricultural, Food, and Life Sciences at the University of Arkansas. Michael Kidd, director of the Center of Excellence for Poultry Science, is the head of the Department of Poultry Science in the Bumpers College, and he was selected as Industry Leader of the Year by the Federation, which is a tri-state organization representing poultry and egg industries in Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma.
Two Arkansas attorneys are filing a motion in U.S. District Court, seeking a summary judgment in regards to Arkansas's constitutional ban on same-sex marriages. The motion, on behalf of two Arkansas couples, argues the ban deprives the plaintiff's right to marry, and the ban is a discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender. The attorneys are asking U.S. District Judge Christine Baker to decide the case on legal merits without a hearing. Earlier this year, Pulaski County Circuit Judge Chris Piazza overturned the ban. But later, a stay was issued by Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel. The Arkansas Supreme Court will rule on the matter in the future.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals leave home after dropping a 2-0 game to Tulsa last night. The Nats now 2 games out of first place in the Texas League North. Northwest Arkansas begins a 4-game series in Springfield tonight. They'll be back at Arvest Ballpark for a 7-game homestand beginning Monday night.
Forecast this evening calls for cloudy skies with showers likely and thunderstorms possible. Overnight lows around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, Friday, showers likely before noon with chances for afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs around 75 degrees. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy with lows from 60 in northwest Arkansas, 65 in the Arkansas River Valley.